This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. A new military surge, a small one, this time in Afghanistan. The Defense Department says it's going to send 3,200 more troops to Afghanistan in the spring, and NATO allies say it's about time.
We're joined now by Karen DeYoung, who wrote about this today in The Washington Post. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Alex.
Karen, you write that this decision to send more troops to southern Afghanistan reflects some tension between the U.S. and NATO, and that the U.S. has said if it can't bully NATO into sending more troops, well, then maybe it can shame them into doing so. How effective has that strategy been, and how's NATO reacting?
Well, I think everybody involved in the NATO coalition agrees that there aren't enough troops, that the effort isn't strong enough, that the various elements of their strategy, reconstruction, military, are not very well coordinated there. The question was, yes, there should be more troops, but who should contribute them? As you know, many of the NATO members who are in Afghanistan have restrictions on their activities there, which prevent them from being involved in combat. They're in the northern part of the country, the eastern part of the country, which are relatively calm. The real trouble spots are in the south, in Helmand province around Kandahar. And the troops that are deployed there are Canadian, British, and Dutch, by and large. They have relatively small contingents compared to the United States, but compared to the size of their own overall military, they're pretty substantial. And they've been taking a lot of losses, and they say that they would like some help.
So now, if the U.S. now sends more troops to the region, do you think that then these other nations will step up their efforts as well?
Well, that's the hope. You know, it's kind of a dual hope that those who have put restrictions on their forces, the Germans, the Italians, the French, the Spanish, would lift those restrictions and allow their troops to become involved in combat, and that those who are already fighting would send more.
Reading your piece in today's paper, it seems as if there's a lot of strife between the U.S. and our partners in Afghanistan. You know, you've got these other countries saying that the U.S. is not pulling its own weight, that we've overlooked Afghanistan because of Iraq. And the U.S. is saying, well, we're the best when it comes to counterinsurgency. How well can these forces accomplish any kind of mission when it seems like there's so much tension between these nations?
Well, I think you have to start from the point that this is NATO's first out-of-area deployment, and they've gone through 6 years of coalition warfare. And I think some famous general in the past said the only thing more difficult than fighting against an alliance is fighting with an alliance. And so everybody's sensibilities have to be respected. Everybody has different configurations of their troops, and everybody has different political problems at home. I think that the Americans, after really dunning a lot of these countries for several years now, has finally decided that this is counterproductive. The idea now is that, okay, we give up on that. We're just going to send some troops of our own and hope that that will inspire the others to follow our example.
And what about Afghan security officials? What role are they playing in securing their own country?
I think the consensus of the NATO people is that their training of the Afghan army is going fairly well. It needs to be faster. It needs to be bigger, because the idea is that they will go in, take places from the Taliban, and leave the Afghan security forces in control. They haven't had enough trained and trained well enough to actually do that in a lot of places. And a bigger problem is the Afghan police, which no one says is doing very well. They're corrupt, they're poorly trained, they're poorly equipped. And so they're not really a viable alternative at this point.
Karen DeYoung of The Washington Post, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.